This topic is honestly something Levi and I are both still learning about, right? Because essentially, we've just been trading CFDs our entire trading career because it's easy, it's what the main prop firms offer, and we haven't really worried about it. But now I'm starting to talk about this. The stuff I'm sharing to you, as you'll probably tell, this is stuff that's kind of new to us. We're still learning. I mean, Levi and I both spent hours this week studying up on futures because we have moved over to trading futures instead of CFDs.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. If you are part of the 69% of our listeners who are in America, then you might be wondering if prop firm trading is for you. Prop firms continue to fail, and there's a lot of talk being thrown around about CFDs, regulated versus unregulated brokers, liquidity providers. It may all be very confusing, but never fear. That's why we're here, because we're here to explain to you why we feel that the future of day trading may be in futures. And you'll see why I said that in just a minute. We're all kind of figuring out this all together, especially with all the drama that's going around right now with regulation. So here to help explain that and kind of talk about where we see our future going as far as day trading is Jordan. Jordan, how you doing?
Hey, doing well, Levi. Doing well, and welcome back from our youngest brother's wedding. So yes. all of the Kennedy bros and sis are all married off. So it was the last one, and unfortunately, because I have this new job I started, and my brother decided to give me 1 month's notice for his wedding, I wasn't able to make it. But anyway, congratulations to Hudson and Jaden, and glad to have you back from Alaska. Gotta admit, that was a cool location for the wedding. And yeah, let's be honest. This is something that honestly we just had an episode about prop firms a few weeks ago, and I did not see things escalating as quickly as they did. Like, I knew like regulation was coming down the pipeline, or people were starting, you know, prop firms were starting to get a little bit sketched out about the crackdown by the feds on all these unregulated prop firms. But I did not expect all of them. They were all telling people, yeah, we're going to, Americans are welcome. And yeah, now essentially all of them, Fundinext, the Fivers, FTM, like all the main ones have now said, if you're an American, we're not going to take you as a customer. And let's be honest, any place now that is taking Americans still, you probably, at this point in time, it's probably not worth joining them, because it probably means they're not just sketchy, they're uber sketchy.
Yeah. And they may just not be ever considering giving you your money if you make it. So
yeah, exactly. Now, again, you could still do it, because if there's one that will let you sign up, then hey, you're doing it for practice anyway. But definitely do not be signing up for 100K or 200K account with any of those prop firms, because the chances are, yeah, you're not going to be getting your money. It just is not right. Going to happen. So to get in though to a little details about why this is happening. So to begin with, sure, like MFF, it sounds like from what we've seen and from what we've read that it was a Ponzi scheme, right? Essentially, they're just paying people out from the money that was coming in from challenges. And that's how it was working, right? There was no real trading going on.
Right.
Now, with some other prop firms, there's real trading going on, I think, at least with some of them. But even the ones that not, the problem is, though, all of the major prop firm players, and when I'm talking about prop firm players, now I'm talking about the FTMOs, Fundinext, Fivers, things like that. What you are trading is underlying, you know, what you're trading is CFDs, right? And CFDs, for those who don't know, are contracts for differences. Essentially, you're not trading anything, right? Like a CFD. So not only on a prop firm, not only are you essentially just demo trading, but when you're trading CFDs, which is what you are on all these prop firms, those CFDs are really trading nothing either, because you're essentially just speculating on price. There is no underlying asset and there is no regulatory body over any of those, any of those things that you're trading. So it's completely right. Unregulated. You know, you start hearing about, the liquidity providers and this, you know, all it's saying is there's literally a guy in Botswana with a computer that's throwing out some numbers. I'm slightly oversimplifying, but essentially it's just a man in Botswana saying, yeah, here's what the actual market prices are. I'm going to run this simulation on my computer. And we're just going to trade and speculate whether price is going to go up and down, right? Like that's all that's going on. There's no regulations. There's nothing. It's, you know, it's literally just middlemen just being able to do whatever they want. And again, this is where people start talking about, okay, stop loss hunting and blah, blah, blah. That still doesn't happen. Trust me, not at the level anyone on this podcast is trading at. But the fact is those CFDs that you're trading are unregulated and have no underlying assets. And when you're trading CFDs, let's be honest, most of the time, brokers that allow CFD trading allow absolutely ridiculous leverage, right? A lot of times you sign up. So in America, I believe the highest leverage you are allowed is 50. So like 1 to 50. I could be wrong, so maybe someone can correct me. But that I believe that is correct. Now, if you go to sign up for some brokerage, that allows you to trade CFDs, you could be seeing leverage of 1 to 100, 1 to 250, 1 to 500. And with that type of leverage, of course, it's very easy not only to blow your entire account in the blink of an eye, but also go negative and then owe these brokerages a bunch of money. And so the U.S., has actually said that it is illegal for US citizens to trade CFDs. It's not just saying, no, you can't, if you're living in it, you can't offer it to Americans. No, they actually say as an American, you can't trade CFDs. You can't sign up for brokerages that allow CFDs. And so since that's what all of these prop firms do, and they've seen what happened to companies that allow them to that are allowing Americans to trade CFDs in America, you know, the feds are going after them. All of these companies have now finally started breaking down and saying, oh yeah, you know, by the way, America or Americans, you guys aren't allowed to sign this up, and so we can't offer you our services. So that's what's happening. So that's a little bit of background. So we then come to, okay, well, what do you do? Well, my friends, let me introduce you to the future, which is futures. Now, I'll admit, this topic is honestly something Levi and I are both still learning about, right? Because essentially, we've just been trading CFDs our entire trading career because it's easy. It's what the main prop firms offer, and we haven't really worried about it. But now I'm starting to talk about this, like the stuff I'm sharing to you, as you can probably tell, this is stuff that's kind of new to us. We're not very, we're still learning. I mean, Levi and I both spent probably a few hours this week studying up on futures because we have moved over to trading futures instead of CFDs. Futures are regulated. You have the Commodity Futures Trading Commission in America, which regulates the brokerage and regulates futures trading. And essentially what futures trading is, let's be honest, a lot of things in politics and government and everything else is in the minutiae. The big, essentially futures is, again, speculating on the price of a underlying asset but with the fact that there is an actual expiration of that. And when that expiration of that future, it's why it's called it's a future, because we're saying, okay, we're speculating on the price of this asset, what it's going to be in March.
Yeah. Well, so just March, to, like,
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to jump in, like, the where these come from, where futures come from, it was to help hedge against future prices, especially for, you know, especially for like farmers, for instance. So as a farmer, if you make soybeans and you're worried about soybean prices dropping in, you know, before you get your final harvest, you would lock in a futures contract. It's literally a contract between you and the buyer saying, well, hey, in 6 months, when my soybeans come to maturity and are harvested, we agree upon this price right now. We agree to sell it for $100. I will sell it for $100. You will buy it for $100 in 6 months, whether or not the price goes up and down. And this was a way for these, it's a way to hedge against changes in the market. So that's kind of where, like, that's kind of where they come from. They're literally a contract to buy actual product, actual like things, whether that be 1,000 barrels of oil, whether that's soybeans, so on and so forth. The thing is, you can day trade them just like everything else, but that's kind of where the underlying asset actually is.
Yeah, that was a great explanation. Thanks for Levi. I think I was probably starting to ramble a little bit.
No, you're
but
good.
Yeah, so it's an underlying, there's underlying assets to it. And as such, Americans are allowed to trade that. The government says, yes, it's regulated. We're regulating it. There's no funky business going on. There still is, you know, but let's be honest, you know, but you know what I mean? There's no sure. Small players doing funny business. It's all the major players. But that, so that is what we are trading, because those are fully allowed, they're regulated, and there are a few prop firms that allow you to trade futures. And so Levi and I are currently exploring that. We don't have any recommendation yet, because we don't want to recommend something that we haven't tried out or have experience with, but we do have a couple prop firms that we are exploring that allow trading futures. And the thing is, the prop firms that allow trading futures, there are a lot more rules, right? Your leverage is going to be a lot lower. You're not trading news. You're not going to be holding overnight. Like, there's a lot more regulations and
in other
rules.
Words, they're legit.
Yeah, they're actually legit. I mean, like, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay for data feeds. Like, you're actually going to have to pay for market data. If you have a funded account, you're actually going to have to be registered as a professional trader in the U.S., which means that you're actually going to have to pay professional data fees. Like, there's a few things that are need to be that you'll have to do. But again, we're going to have after Levi and I have again explored this a bit more. And as we continue learning, we'll fill you in probably in another month or two about kind of our experience. And
I was just going to say, I'd love to have something, you know, in a little bit, we can have a follow up to this and kind of say where we're at, because like you said earlier on, we're figuring this out as we go as well. We're kind of making that shift over. And so hopefully we'll have some more stuff, you know, going forward about this as we learn about this ourselves. But I think it's a great idea to have kind of tell everybody where we're currently at, and we're figuring this out as we go as well.
Yeah, exactly. So to put it simply, the future of trading is futures for Americans, especially. And stay posted, because we are going to have follow-ups. I would recommend everyone listening to this podcast go do some research on futures and learn the difference between futures, CFDs, and then we will be giving you a follow-up on probably a recommended prop firm that Levi and I are currently kind of exploring and checking out over the, you know, once we have some experience and some real world experience on that.
Yeah, I mean, as especially for like the actual techniques of day trading, don't change all that much when you switch over. But you do have, you know, the actual kind of the nuts and bolts are definitely different. And so, don't be afraid of the nuts and bolts being different. We're just gonna have to learn a different language.
Yeah, you're not going to be using MetaTrader, for instance. And listen. make sure that you practice using whatever platform you're going to. I went to take a beautiful trade this week on the new futures place that I'm trading with. And I went to trade long, went to move my stop loss, but accidentally hit the reverse position button because it happens to be exactly where I thought the stop loss button was, and reversed my position and immediately lost 1.5% in a blink of an eye when I thought I was going to, and it would have been a beautiful trade. Anyway, don't get me started. But yes, this some of the technical aspects of just how to use the programs different. All the underlying things are still exactly the same.